The U.S. Transportation Department and EPA announced the proposed fuel economy standards for passenger cars and light trucks yesterday. The federal agencies say car makers are already working on better engines, tires, batteries, and other components that will make a vehicle average of 54 miles per gallon doable starting in 2017. Megan Severson of the group Wisconsin Environment says vehicles would cost more, but the projected fuel savings would mean a net gain for people's wallets. She also says there'd be less air pollution per vehicle.
So those two together, you know, make quite an impact in terms of public health, the environmental benefits, and then cost savings.
Inside a Milwaukee parking garage, drivers gave some early opinions on the federal proposal. Chris Fehrenbach says it sounds like a positive move.
I mean, yeah, in the long run, you're saving money on gas, but you're spending more money on vehicle. Hopefully, you know, maybe the car would last longer then, too. But it sounds like it's a step in the right direction.
But Roderick Bush says he's not sure the vehicle average can get to 54 miles per gallon.
Or it's going to be a car that's not going to be appealing to us. You know, we like our big SUVs, you know, with all the toys on them and everything.
The EPA will hold hearings on the fuel efficiency plan during the next 2 months. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.